The McElroy brothers are not experts. And their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert. But if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Hey, it's my gig, okay? It's all I have. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby? It feels
Let me tell you something. If you've never experienced that before, and then you go 2 years without it, oh, it starts to hurt.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, it starts to hurt. You start to crave it. Hello and welcome, my brother. My brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. They did have to recast me during the break, but I'll be playing Justin McElroy, the oldest brother. Sorry, McElroy, it says here. McElroy.
I'll be playing Travis, Big Dog, woof, woof, McElroy.
Hell yeah! Oh, no!
Yeah.
I don't think so, folks.
How many more live shows can we pack into 2021 before that dies off?
I just checked. Is it? None. Okay, apparently it's just this one.
And I'm Griffin McElroy.
And I also want to say a special thanks to the old prospector who came and introduced us at the start of the show. Thank you, old prospector.
Yeah. That's funny, I guess.
Griff, what's
wrong? The matter, buddy?
What's wrong, bud?
You should be happy we're back doing
shows.
Yeah,
I was back doing shows.
No, yeah, I'm stoked, everyone.
Did something happen?
Yeah, what's up? Hold on, let me try
again. This is sincere. Can we get a second read?
Yeah, I'll take it. We'll get this in post.
Okay, we'll get it clean. Can we get it clean, please, everyone?
Hey, what's up?
It's fine. Let's just do this. We can.
No, hey.
Let's not belabor it, Griffin. Hey. Clearly something's up.
Do you need to talk in private?
Yeah.
John Cena whipped your ass? Sorry. Oh, I forgot the mics were on. I'm so sorry, Griffin.
What? Wait, Griffin, is he telling the truth? Or is this some twisted game of telephone? Certainly.
No.
TV and films, John Cena didn't whip your ass.
Not children's prank show host, John Cena.
It's fine. It was this afternoon, and I'm doing much better now.
What happened?
Well.
Tell me the true story of how John Cena whipped your ass.
Up and down.
Oh, up and down, you didn't say.
Not side to side.
No, he got me there, he got me there too.
Poor thing.
It was just like, it really wasn't a big deal, but it was at right after lunch.
Yeah.
And I was going to the restroom.
You just finished your Crestless PB&J.
Yeah, and it was just after lunch, and you know, for the bathroom, that's like rush hour.
Yeah.
And so I just like showed up to a bathroom, and there was only one stall open, but John Cena kind of walked in there at the same time.
Yeah.
And he was like, excuse me, excuse me.
I'm glad you took a second run at that.
Excuse me.
That's much more Cena-esque.
No, you guys can joke about this. But I was like, oh hey, great stuff that you do. I'll be real quick. And then he what surprised me was how quickly he started just yelling. He was like, I should go first. I was the one who did wrestling. And then I was like, I understand that, but I'm actually here with... But he already was whipping my ass at that point.
Hey, Griffin, I'm sorry. I know this is...
Yeah, no, go ahead and ask whatever you want to know.
Did the ass whipping ramp up slowly?
No, it was like... It was so... It was... Everything about this was so fast. He, like... Before I knew it... I was already like, oh, yeah, okay. You can... and like a few more stalls opened up, but he was like pretty focused in on that point.
Yeah.
That's kind of his whole thing.
He has sort of explosive strength. And then he was like picking me up.
Yeah.
And he was like trying to put me in the sink. And he was like.
He was like head first, like a swirling?
No, like he was sitting me in it. And then he was like pushing me down. And he was like, I'm going to make you go in the sinkhole.
Yeah. And you're sure it was John Cena?
It was him, for sure.
You weren't mistaking it with another large man?
I'm pretty sure
we are never going to be invited to this convention again. 100%. We've done three...
Oh, no, John Cena just stood up in the crowd and walked out. John, it was a joke.
We've done three events today, and at every one, the majority of discussion has been about John Cena. It's all we've been able to talk about all day.
Those other two things were before he whipped my ass inside and out and tried pushing me down the sink.
Wait, inside and out is new.
And he was yelling...
That's a new direction.
That's a new piece of information.
Guys, I'm not kidding.
Like a hand puppet.
It was like 10 minutes of him trying to push me down what he kept calling the sinkhole. And I was like, do you mean the drain?
Was he whipping your ass during that? Was it separate?
We're going to get a letter. We're going to get a letter from someone.
So did he whip your ass and then try to put you in the sinkhole?
Please ask the McElroy brothers not to talk about me anymore.
He should have thought. I mean, it is my fault. I should have let him go first. Like, I guess part
of
it.
Did you try going in the sinkhole to defuse it?
I didn't. I did. God, it took so long. I started to get uncomfortable for him. And I was like, I'll try to go in the sinkhole.
How did it end? Where did you leave it?
I stayed in the sink until he left the room. And then when I was outside, I grabbed a security person. I was like, hey... And I pointed at him. and I was like, and then he started yelling like again. And he was like, he kept yelling, I'm invisible today.
Wait, now hold on. We don't even have time to unpack
that. This is an advice show. We do advice here. No, wait, I do have to ask one more question. Did you try to fight back at all? Did you try to take a swing at him or anything?
I did a couple times, but then, like, I kind of got invested in trying to fit in the sinkhole.
Would have been a great story.
It's collaborative art at that point.
And Mario makes it look so easy.
I know.
So this is an advice show. We take your questions and turn them alchemy-like into wisdom. And I realize now that I should have begun... Because it's never been more appropriate by saying we're so happy to be reemerging.
Yeah.
Like our proud Chilean miners. We return here to the Emerald City, Sea Town, Jet City, the Queen City until 1982 when they officially changed it to.
Wait, no,
Emerald
what?
City.
The Queen City, Cincinnati.
That's right. Why they changed it. They were scared.
Yeah,
that. Cincinnati was gonna cross the country and
beat them up like John Cena beating up Griffin McElroy, who, and, by the way, John's people, if you're listening, was the one who told that story.
Yeah, not us.
Not us.
It's very easy to confuse our three voices, but Griffin definitely told the story about how John Cena told
that story. John wrote it with his actions.
I, Justin McElroy, am still extremely hireable for any work that you may have.
What the fuck are we hireable for at this point?
I mean, they're making another troll, so...
That is true.
Hey, weirdly, because I'm sure... I just want to give you guys a scoop on this. No one has... Let me check with Amanda. No. Okay.
They're playing coy.
They're playing coy on this one. They haven't reached out yet about that one. But I'm assuming they'll eventually ask us to be in the movie.
A much larger part, I have to assume.
I have to assume.
Yeah,
it's been
a five-headed tall troll.
That will still not incorporate our dad.
No.
I don't know if you guys know this, but a lot has changed in the last 2 years.
in these trying times.
In these trying times, a lot of changes. I would say that in many ways, I think we've matured.
A third of the audience just realized you were setting up a bit.
The show has become, I would say, much classier.
Oh, God. Oh,
okay, that one.
Much more artistic.
Oh, I'm going to need another White Claw, my man.
And so I'd like to start this show off with a little high-class segment I like to call...
Just say it.
Work of Fart.
Kidding aside... Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Kidding aside, before we move on, would it be possible for us to listen to the Work of Fart jingle in absolute silence so you guys can appreciate what a fucking low-grade fart
okay,
sound?
Okay, wait. Let's all be quiet. Play it again, Paul.
Okay. So
It sounds like a fucking keychain. It sounds like a keychain you press a button on.
It sounds like a fucking yak back from like 1994.
It was a free use sound effect. I don't know what to tell you.
We're not going
to
spend money on this podcast.
Money on Work of Fart? Are you kidding me? How am I going to explain that to an accountant of any kind? Now, I see a charge here for $1.79. What is that for? I paid for a fart? It had to be a good fart, so my brothers liked the bit.
Well, that part, I think that is actually a federal crime to lie to your accountant, so I don't think...
So, here's how it works.
Really listen, because the rules are pretty complicated.
I have some classics here of different kinds. And I will list the description, and all my brothers have to do is give me the title of that classic. For example, if I said a genius detective who uses deductive reasoning and is also very confident in his penis.
The Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Griffin.
Yeah. I fucking hate how good I am.
Justin, I think you're gonna win this one.
Okay.
You're not, but it's because Griffin and I have kind of the same twisted South Park style sense of humor.
Okay.
So this first one I've framed kind of like a trailer description while my hair.
Oh, cool. That ought to fix it.
This orphan waif, having been tossed aside by numerous people, is back. And ready for action, he's angry, and he wants more revenge.
This has nothing to do with using the bathroom.
Well, what's the word for angry?
Oh, Oliver pissed? That's
there.
Sucks.
It is tied.
That's a tie point. Okay.
That's a tie point. Are you ready?
Yeah. And don't give us a double hint. That felt cheap to me.
Yeah.
Humphrey Bogart has to help.
Humphrey Bogart.
Nope. I said it wouldn't be that. God, it's like you've never played Work of Fart before.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Humphrey Bogart has to help his ex-girlfriend escape a Moroccan city if only he can stop masturbating.
Casablanca.
Yes!
Wow. And Travis, may I say, just to doff my cap to you, sir, the easy one was Casablanca, and you didn't walk down that route.
Not as good as Casablanca.
Yeah, that's real good.
Yeah, we can all agree.
After being framed for a crime he didn't commit and sent to a terrible French prison, Edmond Dantès is back posing as a rich gentleman, attempting to get his revenge on his enemies by shoving his hand
Count of Monte Cristo.
Yes!
Next! Next one!
What's the score? It's 2-2, right?
Well, here's the weird... That was all I had.
Damn
it! Son of a gun!
Come up with another one right now.
Come up with another one fresh.
Just fresh, right off the dome.
Okay, great. Ariel is dying to join Prince Eric in a land filled with flatulence in this I Want song.
Fart of Your World.
Yes! a rare work of fart victory for Justin McElroy.
Wow, this is huge.
This is...
It's weird. That's weird. I like this bit now. That's weird.
Yeah.
This is doubly humiliating because I didn't have to say the little spermaid.
Or Asablanca.
Yeah.
I see your true colors shining through.
So, as I was saying, this is an advice show. And we're going to help some people right now. Here we go. I'm in the middle of creating a delicious bowl of chili, one of its ingredients being a bottle of lager beer.
What?
Lager beer.
Okay.
I've effed up and forgot to get this ingredient, but there's good news. My neighbor is having a birthday celebration, which he invited me to stop by for. In fact, I already did drop by to drop off a few baked goods as a birthday gift before returning to my apartment to do chores, one of which was making this chili that brings us to now. Would it be weird for me to... Would it be weird for me to go and grab a beer from this celebration and then walk back to my apartment? It seems like it would look like a dick move, or at least just weird, but I was invited. I did provide snacks, and I want to make this chili, which honestly, friend, you should have listed first because that's what's driving you. What's my move? That's from Chili Maker in Chapel Hill.
What I love, I think we need to like change like the way people ask these questions, because I think it should be like, is this a higher level weird than normal weird human behavior?
Yeah, everybody's at baseline.
Our baseline for that's pretty fucked up, gang.
Yeah, because we've all done this, not this thing.
Yeah.
No, never this.
But we've done a thing that you've told the story like 3 years later and seen the look on someone else's face and gone, no. Oh, this isn't as charming as I thought.
I thought this was kind of roguish. Yeah.
Okay, I think this may be a helpful way of framing it. If you throw a party and someone comes and they have a kick-ass time, but then they leave to go do chores, and then they
next door,
and then they come back in an hour and a half later and they grab a beer, and then they leave with the beer as if to say, "I got thirsty next door," and then they drink that beer. You would think, pretty inconsiderate friend. Does the same hold true if they walk in and grab a beer and say, "Don't worry, this is for my chili"?
What if you say, "I'll be back with some chili soon"?
That's one thing.
You got to return with some, like a sampling of the chili, but you're not making enough for a party.
No way.
So you're going to have a small solo cup full of chili.
This is for the after party of just you and me, Derek.
Yeah, a chili fest style sample cup with styrofoam.
I actually think it's the one ingredient that it is better if you walked in and said, "This is for chili." Because if you walked in your neighbor's house and went through their cupboard and grabbed like just a bag of dry beans, or like looked through the refrigerator for a pound of ground beef or something, said, "Sorry, just need this for chili real quick." But if you grab a beer and said, "I need this for chili," I think there's enough going on that someone will go, "Okay," and then only think about it.
Okay, wait. In this circumstance, what you have set up is the situation where somebody's going to be like, "Hey, where are you going with that beer?" It's like, well, you know, it's a party, so I'm just getting a beer.
Well, no, the nice thing is, because you live next door, you can go ahead and crack it open right there, pretend to drink, and make like a glug, 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 glug.
Love that beer flavor. Boy, I'd hate to waste this.
I'm so fizzy in my nose.
I'd hate to waste this on chili. You guys feel me?
I'm going to go drink this next door so I can really savor it.
Savor this. And if you smell chili later, then I
made another drunken oops.
I got so tagged off of this Corona. Excuse me. I should have picked any other beer.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I actually, in my pantry, I do have about half of a six-pack of Corona that I do specifically keep around for chili-based sort of experience.
I can't imagine it's for drinking. So.
No, not anymore. Not today.
That's a tough break, guys. Hey, tough break to my friends over at the Corona Foundation.
Does it change it at all? If someone walks into your party, grabs a beer, and says, "This is for chili," and leaves, there will still be people at that party who's like, "Who's that asshole?" But
they're probably already doing that, though. To be fair, people love judging people.
Absolutely. But would the same be true if I walked in like shirtless with a cape on and grabbed a beer and yelled like, "This is for
chili, and then laugh. People will be like, who the fuck was that guy?
Well, grab that and the lamp, yelling, this is
these are both going in, baby!
This one's for me.
I'm trying some stuff. It's been a weird year.
This one's for Chili, and this one's for Dad. Let's go.
Wait, which one was which in that example?
I'm going to eat this fucking lamp. Woo!
You could just do what I do and just run in. Just like, oh, no, 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 no. And then do it while you're still doing that.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to stop and question you.
No.
They'll be like, it seemed like an emergency.
Yeah, especially if you say, like, quick, where's the beer?
Yeah.
I have a beer emergency. How about another question?
Please.
My sister is getting her nipples tattooed.
You're starting Chicago Bulls.
She has many tattoos already, and I like to be supportive and encouraging when she gets new ones. How do I appropriately compliment her new nipple tats without being weird? I already follow her tattoo artist on Instagram, so I know I'll be seeing at least some slightly censored version of the artwork. It should be a good regular day for you, I bet. That's from Let's Nip It in the Bud.
That's fun.
Well, I thought,
it's fun.
I thought, so when I picked this question, I thought we could do a little scene work because we are.
Oh, good.
We're siblings and we all have tattoos and nipples.
And we're famously good at doing characters.
And I thought maybe we could do this like, you know, and you could pick either one of your brothers to compliment their nipples if you want to. And like, just pretend.
Well, the tattoo that has been recently applied.
I mean, yes, obviously, it goes hand in hand.
Yeah, I guess. It's never happened before in my life.
Oh, really? Because our friend Barbary has a ham tattooed on his nipple with a nipple.
I've seen his ham nipple, and it's exquisite. But I don't think I've ever said word one about the fact that either of you even have nipples.
Hey, can I say?
Yeah.
I noticed that, and it's actually weird that you've gone this long without acknowledging them.
Hey, guys, you have four nipples between the two of you.
But we won't say between who. That's what... All right, now, Justin, say something about Griffin's nipples.
I'm remaining completely motionless in the hopes that my brothers will forget I am here. Perhaps the podcast will proceed without me and move on to a different segment in which I am more comfortable participating. You guys. Who, guys? Where to start making jokes about your nipples?
That's our job, baby.
Ah, boy, I love these guys. If you knew them like I knew them, whoo, these nipples. You got to be proud of that.
What's your favorite part?
Oh,
describe it.
Don't make him choose. Gosh, where they look. This just really shows that you're a Star Wars fan when you go to that length.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
A nipple tattoo.
Yeah.
It's actually Stewie Griffin in a Darth Vader helmet.
Did you catch that?
You got that part.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. How did you integrate the nipple into that exactly?
It's his left and right eyes.
That is a big Stewie Griffin. That's a real
it's
big...
It's a life size.
That's why I had
Stewie
to go.
Griffin.
Can I be honest? I said originally I just wanted a Darth Vader, but because of sort of the wingspan, it looked a little more sort of...
And a lot of it was just following the natural contours of his body.
Yeah. It kind of actually looks like a very tired Darth Stewie Griffin.
It was free-handed with a lot of it.
Travis actually did it.
It's so cool.
It was my first one, and I really appreciate the trust you put in me for my first tattoo. It took a long time.
Yeah, it looks like it took a long time.
It was a labor of love.
It was
like that. Yeah, I got that vibe.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So what do you think of my handiwork?
Why is it still me, do you think? Why am I still...
Tattooed. Griffin got the tattoo.
Yeah, but why is it still me? It feels like other people should have a turn. Everyone is sort of feeling bad for...
Hey, Griffin, what do you think about what Justin thinks about your nipple tattoo?
Hurts my feelings a lot. Hurts my feelings.
Justin, do you want to address that?
I think it's important to remember that none of this happened.
You remember the part where he thought it was just Darth Vader and not Stewie Griffin?
I did catch that.
We were supposed to have fun.
And then he asked how you integrated it as if he couldn't see Stewie's eyes.
I was enjoying it at first.
Yeah.
The show, not this bit. Exactly.
It sounds like you really hurt Griffin's feelings. Is there anything you want to say?
Say it to me now.
I, you know, people grow.
Yeah. I actually heard that was going to be a problem for the tattoo, the dimensions.
People change. One sec. Let me.
Yeah. Think about it.
Let me see him again.
It's better with you.
Great jokes, us from last week. Hey. Griffin here, and I'm here to tell you about our sponsors this week. Like, for instance, Brooklinen. I don't know about y'all, but the holidays done snuck up on me this year. And I'm like, what am I going to gift everyone? You know? A bunch of those sticky slime hands? No, I did that last year, damn it. Luckily, there's Brooklinen, which has perfect presents for everyone on your list. Brooklinen started with bedding, you know this. But now they offer all the essentials to make every corner of your home next level comfy. They got 5-star sheets. They got dreamy decor. They got cozy loungewear. They got a new line of slippers. They have freaking candles, man. Everything to turn your house into a cozy little cocoon. That cozy loungewear is nothing to mess with. When I slip mine on, I feel like a luxurious little gentleman on my way back from the spa that is in my basement. That didn't make much sense, but give the gift of comfort this holiday season and order now to get items on time. Go to brooklinen.com and use promo code MYBROTHER for $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com and enter code MYBROTHER for $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. Brooklinen.com, promo code MYBROTHER. Squarespace was also kind enough to sponsor us this week. Squarespace is the platform you use to make a website that will beat every other website's ass right into the ground. They have the tools you need to showcase your work, sell products and services of all kinds, promote your physical or online business, and more. And that's for you to fill in with your filthy mind what that means. They give you beautiful, customizable templates created by world-class designers. Everything's optimized for mobile right out of the box. Analytics that help you grow in real time. They got free and secure hosting and nothing to patch or upgrade ever. Go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. And of course, I cannot forget about Bombas. Bombas' mission is simple. They make the most comfortable clothes ever, and they match every item sold with an equal item donated. So this holiday, when you gift Bombas to someone on your list, you're also giving them to someone in need. It's a give-give. Bombas designed their socks, shirts, and underwear to be the clothes you can't wait to put on every day. Everything's soft and seamless and tagless and feels good on the body parts that you have. They're made from super soft materials like merino wool, Pima cotton, and even cashmere, which makes them the perfect cozy winter layers. And they're also cozy gifts for everyone on your list because they got these festive gift boxes you don't even need to freaking wrap, man, because you're already busy enough. All you got to do is give them. So go to bombas.com/mybrother and get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/mybrother for 20% off bombas.com/mybrother. Going to go quick with the announcements very fast. We have a virtual Candle Nights special coming up December 18th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You can get tickets at bit.ly/CandleNights2021. It's a virtual show. It's lots of fun. All the podcasts did segments for it. We got lots of friends and family members who did stuff for it. And all the sales for that, the tickets are $5 with an option to give more. Go to Benefit Harmony House, a wonderful organization in Huntington that goes to support people experiencing homelessness. We also have the Zone of Adventure Imbalance series. That's all up on the youtube.com/TheMacroyFamily. And a bunch of new merch over at macroymerch.com, including the Pin of the Month, which is Steely Van, sales for which benefit the Asian Pacific Environmental Network. There's a My Brother and the Man Who Ruined My FYP sticker, referencing Justin's incredible summoning of the berries and cream. And there's a Zone of Adventure enamel pin. There's so much stuff at macroymerch.com.
Hey there, beautiful people. I'm Travell Anderson.
And I'm Jared Hill. We are the hosts of Fanti, the show where we have complex and complicado conversations about the gray areas in our lives, the things that we really, really love sometimes, but also have some problematic feelings about.
Yes, we get into it all. You want to know our thoughts about Nicki Minaj and all her foolishness? We got you. You want to know our thoughts about gentrification and perhaps some positive aspects of gentrification? We get into that too. Every single Thursday, you can check us out at MaximumFun.org. Listen, you know you want it, honey, so come on and get it. Period.
Here's another question.
Yeah, please.
The kid I tutor broke his hand and wants me to paint his cast for him. I'm not super artistically gifted, but I don't want to let him down. What could I paint on an eighth grader's arm to make him look cool, but not super difficult to do? That's from N, way over her head in North Texas.
Why did that kid ask you to paint? Like, why? What?
Maybe they only know one adult.
That's entirely possible.
That's sad but fair.
Let's see. I mean, this is a great question for us because we definitely know what people of that generation are super into and think is cool.
Eventually, they're going to lose interest in Fortnite, and then I'll really be lost.
And that's it, oh, yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh.
They seem to like pinatas and Minecraft.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm hearing some no's. Okay, well, put me in the
Apex
casket, folks.
Legends?
I'm done.
Think that either.
Could you, instead of painting something or doing a picture, do some lettering to make it look like a Fortnite branded cast?
Oh, that's cool. People like that brand. That is it. Massive? Is that it? No, shit.
Supreme.
Definitely it.
A Supreme cast.
Pretty close, though. I think we can all agree. They practically rhyme, those two very similar words. Oh, fuck, that was embarrassing.
I want to say something, but I'm really trying to savor this for a second, and then...
You used to be the young, cool
one. Yeah, you were the young, cool one.
Yeah,
we need a fourth one now. We need another one who's young.
Dad!
Dad! drugs.
Just write the word drugs on it real big. You could write, ask me about drugs.
There you go.
Yeah,
but
that's a trick question, because they'll be like, tell me about drugs. And you can be like, they're bad. I have some literature for you. You fell into my trap. Yeah.
I keep him stuffed in my cast.
Sorry I broke your arm. Love, John Cena.
That's good. That's really not his style, though.
I don't want to talk about it again. I feel like his lawyers might just now be losing interest.
Maybe you could get, like, maybe it's like, get it branded so it says, like, hey, sorry about your arm, but make sure to check out Matrix Reloaded coming soon to HBO Max.
That's not the name of the film.
Then what have I been waiting for?
Could you...
Draw a smaller cast.
All right.
0.5% smaller. So it's just kind of fuzzy at the edges. That's dumb.
Did you guys see what they're doing with the Matrix? What's the new Matrix?
Resurrection.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Paul Saborin of Paul and Storm fame and I went to go enjoy the Ghostbusters Afterlife yesterday. And
in a regular theater, Justin?
No, dipshit. It was a 4DX experience. Every time Slimer farted, my butt shook.
Now, Justin, I know for a fact.
Don't spoil the movie.
We talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about how we can't spoil the movie. Okay. And whether some Slimers may or may not appear in the
and
film.
And maybe you may or may not have lost a bet to Paul regarding that fact.
I may have bet Paul a sum of money that Slimer would be in the movie.
Without requiring Paul to match said bet.
Yeah.
Well, so the best case scenario was you left with the same amount of money you began and got to see Slimer.
Yeah, exactly. But the beginning of the movie, they have these, they're like commercials for other movies. And they did one for, you say you've seen this, okay. They had one for Matrix Resurrections.
Yeah.
And before that.
You just said erections.
Thanks, Trev. I actually think I said erections, which is now the only way I'm going to say that word. Not that I say it a lot.
Rectos.
So they gave me erection.
Hello, hello. What's all this then? This is one of those erections I've heard about.
There you go.
So
apples and pears.
We were watching the commercial for the movie, but before it, there was an ad that's like, Denny's has entered the Matrix. And it's like, Denny's has glitch meals featuring your favorite Matrix characters. And it's like, I guess Matrix isn't cool anymore. Because that made me feel pretty old. Because I'm kind of excited about a new Matrix. But if the only brand partner they had on board was Denny's for this new Matrix flick, for their glitch meals.
I like that their branding was, uh-oh, meals. We made you glitch meals.
There's a glitch in the Matrix. There's no way we'd give you this much bacon. Is that pancake a square? Must be a glitch meal.
And then it's cats. There's black cats in it.
In the commercial?
Or in the pancakes.
Yeah, it's in the pancakes. They're shaped like black cats. And it's like, whoa, I know kung fu. These Matrix jokes aren't landing.
Not bad.
One, not jokes. Two, I feel like now that it's tied to Denny's, maybe the shine is kind of off the proverbial apple a little bit on Matrix. Maybe Matrix isn't going to... Mm-hmm. I guess my box office prediction is Matrix is not going to do as well as some people might hope. Coming soon to HBO Max. Check it out.
God, this is good shit.
Antlers.
It's like we never missed a day.
Antlers are super cool. This is a statement of fact. I would love to start incorporating different antlers into my outfit rotation. Problem is, you could guess for 1,000 years. And you would not guess.
You could think like, problem is clotheslines. Problem is leaves blowing in the wind.
Problem is animals need them. No, problem is...
Confused city hunters.
There's deer near my house because I live in West Virginia on a hill. And every West Virginia guy of a certain inclination and age, when he sees them, he's like, man, I'd love to come back up here with my bow. And I usually have to ask him, like, do you mean to kill deer at my house? I'd rather you not. Thank you.
Also, they're not just carrying their bow with them? Come on!
Come on, it's in the trunk. Problem is, I take public transit. I told you. Anything I wear is at risk of becoming an invitation for fellow passengers to strike up a conversation with me.
Some risk higher than others.
Yeah, in this case, I would say it would be their legal rights.
Even if it's just to say, excuse me, are those antlers?
Is there any way I can wear some dope antlers that doesn't include strangers butting into my podcast time that's from Not As Horny As I'd Like To Be?
I mean, no.
Yeah.
But that's not funny. If someone says, like, hey, what's up with those antlers? You could just...
You go, what?
What? Oh, not again! Just pull the bus brake cord thing that I don't know if it does. It's been a while since I've been on a bus, but... I don't think it brings the bus to a crashing halt.
No, if anything, it just kind of...
No, it is. Every passenger has the right to stop the bus wherever they want to.
That would add to the bit, though. If you're like, what? No. Why isn't this working?
Not again. I mean, you could have some small, tasteful antlers that maybe they don't notice.
Some fashion antlers.
Well, I just mean perhaps under a hat. And then someone comes on the bus and you tip your hat to them. Just for a brief wink of a moment, they think, excuse me, are those antlers? No, it must have been my imagination. And now you've given them a story, my lads.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe this story I have for you. The wildest thing happening today. I met Mr. Tumnus, I think.
At first, I was like, why does that person have like a wild Dr. Seuss Jamiroquai hat on? Yeah. And I was like, at first, like, maybe they have antlers under there.
He called himself Mr. Tumbus, and I thought that was a little on the nose. I guess, like, why? if you want to keep it incognito, there are many accessories that are not antlers that I would recommend. Like a flower or a hat. Those are just two off the top of my head. I bet I could list many others given the opportunity.
Give it a shot. Hot shot?
Regular shirt.
Now, okay, I wouldn't call a regular shirt an accessory.
It's on your ear. It's wrapped around your arm. Like a, you know, like
hey,
a...
that's not a regular shirt then.
It's a regular shirt that you've wrapped around your arm like Bruce Springsteen.
No, I would say that that inherently makes it irregular.
Regular shirt, weird place. Name some different places you can put shirts where people will be like, I don't think so.
Could you, when they say, hey, what's up with those antlers, you just look up at them and go, and I'm going to say after that, awesome joke. That I don't know what sound deer makes.
It's also a good way to guarantee no one tries to talk to you for the rest of the trip.
Yeah, unless...
Unless...
They're like a secret cryptozoologist. They're like, oh, shit, actually, all right. May I sidle on up next?
I never thought I'd meet a goat boy here on my own bus.
Especially one with deer antlers.
What a bold choice.
Traditionally, goats have what we like to call horns.
You can wear a shirt that says, ask me about my pocket watch. And then when they ask you, you'd be like, I don't know, watch.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? They'll be so confused. They're like, I was going to ask that guy about his antlers, but never mind. He seems like a bit of a pill.
I'd hate for this to be another pocket watch situation. Our show is funny and good, and everyone's lucky to be here.
Okay. It's a weird regular thing. It's a regular thing you're doing. Folks, this just came across. Travis, thank you for seeing that. This just came across my desk. It's a haunted doll watch. Sorry. Honestly, guys, I'm as surprised as you are. Haunted doll, Khloe Kardashian lookalike.
Wait, what?
What?
Shh. Haunted doll, Khloe Kardashian lookalike, succubus entity, sexual spirit, nymphomania.
Huh.
Just what it says on the eBay listing, guys. Huh. I don't know what to tell you. Haunted doll, Khloe Kardashian lookalike, succubus entity, sexual spirit, nymphomania. This doll resembles Khloe Kardashian and is haunted by the spirit of Khloe, as she calls herself.
What are the odds?
How convenient.
Khloe was a huge fan of reality TV star. I'm just reading the listing. Was a huge fan of reality TV star and spent thousands on cosmetic procedures to look like her.
You heard it. Huge fan of reality TV star, period. And spent...
Was the cosmetic work before or after the dollening?
If I could just read the next sentence.
That's dumb, Griffin, because there's no way it costs thousands of dollars to paint a doll.
I just want to say that she died due to complications arising from plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Oh.
But not really, because it's fake.
Travis.
Her looks helped her become a successful high-end escort in Las Vegas. Chloe says it took a long time to find the right vessel, but she's happy with her choice and finally feeling like her true self, a doll, I guess. She loves to be the center of attention. When you give her all of your attention, she will shower you with affection. It isn't hard to get along with this spirit. All she asks is that you are real with her.
Hey, Tony, cut the shit, okay?
Hey, it's me.
It's me.
It's Khloe, man. Be honest.
Oh, when you get her, don't forget to give her a gift of something girly. Maybe something to do with fashion and beauty. Doll is 16 inches tall. Comes with a stand. Smoke-free.
Okay. The household where the doll came from was smoke-free.
Or going to...
As I'm required by eBay's policy on the paranormal to indicate eBay forbids the sale of intangible items in this listing is only for a tangible doll with no promise of spirit
attached.
Wait,
why? Wait, why?
So you can
why
see,
is this shot included?
So you can, so you can see the ass. It's for entertainment purposes only. But no, wait, friends. I don't just have one doll for you. I have two dolls for you. I have another doll.
But wait.
This next doll is named Kim.
Thank you, Chloe. Thank you for your service.
Oh, fuck no.
Oh, that's
I'm me. Chloe's friend.
Haunted doll, spirit vessel, negative entity, dark presence.
I go everywhere Chloe goes.
I'm Chloe.
Do you want a kiss?
This is B.
Chloe and I have to be home by 10. She can't stay.
This is B. B's vessel is pretty, an unusual vintage small bisque doll in good condition.
Bisque?
I'm not going to decode the doll stuff, Travis. In good condition for its age.
This doll's full of soup.
But with some signs of age and wear to be expected. B is a dark and confused spirit. She came to me recently in spirit form only and was causing much disruption to my electricity.
Hence the lighting.
She's a lost spirit, and to help her, I found this vessel for her to take over, as these do help spirits, which cannot pass to the other realm, to find some form of comfort or grounding.
Yeah. Why is this the doll you put me in?
Yeah, I'm sure that spirit is stoked.
I said no pictures!
We have communicated with B via Ouija and dowsing rods. She was a farmer's wife.
You've been doing what?
She was a farmer's wife and advises that she died of, quote, poison. Travis, can you confirm there are quotes on the word poison?
Correct.
When she was 43.
Well, that does sound like the poster is like, she's obviously lying.
whilst we have not yet got to the bottom of how she ingested poison, we know her death was very unpleasant.
Yay!
Hey, how'd you die, B? Poison. How?
She says that she is buried, quote, in the field. And that she cannot sleep. There's much work to be done with B, and many things to be discovered. We'd like to find her new keeper, someone who can work with her to find out her story. She will disrupt electricity by way of interfering with the picture on the TV. House spirits love to do this.
That's a different doll.
And bulbs may go unusually quickly in succession, which we all know if you've been watching. She has eyes that will follow you around the room, and at times her presence can be quite overwhelming and chilling.
Enhance.
Why do I see a reflection of myself asleep in her eyes?
Anyway, it says it's all been lies, and eBay makes them say it's lies.
How much?
And they were lying.
How much?
Paul, can you pull up the listing? I don't know where it's at right now. It's Great British.
It just jumped up significantly, I would wager, in the last 5 minutes.
Great British pounds.
Hey, wait, raise your hand if you bid on this dog.
Oh, my God. Okay.
There are a
couple. Justin posted this listing.
That would be a good grift.
Yeah, right.
Get it going.
And then they were arrested on the weirdest insider trading charges ever.
She can be quite rude at times, sometimes not talk or communicate at all, or just swear.
So she won't talk for you a few days, and then from your weird doll closet, you'll just hear, shit, bastard,
I'm in the fucking field. I'm not going to tell you how I was poisoned. Get off my case. That's my business. Refresh it,
we
Justin.
We have to get it. Somebody
I can't refresh. I'm not controlling.
Yeah!
It's 69, folks. We did it.
Boy. That was a very great doll.
Throughout the pandemic, I've really been trying to work on my physical fitness. I'm also an avid golfer. My fiance said she wanted me to take thirst pics out on the golf course. Fellas, how do I take sexy pictures on a golf course?
You've come to the right place. Put your balls in the hole.
There are like four different angles on why that was a bad joke.
Which one will you be exploring first, Griffin?
Both the metaphor of that image. First of all, okay, if you put your balls in the cup hole, the hole that you try to get the golf ball in, it would be hard to see, I think, what you're doing.
Well, it's a look on your face that sells it.
They would just be like, why is he laying down on the golf course?
But you would have a look on your face. It's like, what, me worry?
Right.
I'm a bad little boy.
I'm a stinker.
I'm a stinker.
But I also don't know that...
That's a thirst trap, right?
Yeah. I also don't know if it's like, even if it was very literal, especially sexy to say, I'm going to put my balls in the hole. Oh, my. Promise?
You could do the thirst trap and the sand trap.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Those are two words that sound alike.
Mm-hmm.
So I said them. I don't really have a follow-up. I just wanted to say that.
Could you lift a golf...
Can you guys do something?
Can you lift a golf cart over your fucking head?
Yeah.
That's the end of my joke.
Now I'm still going with balls in the hole.
All right. Could you do a hole in one in a picture? Is there such a thing as a thirst gif? Maybe just like a nice, like if you're playing at like sunset, just a nice picture, you smiling.
Maybe like a knowing smile.
Hey,
like, I've got a story to tell you when I get home.
I just got my balls out of the hole.
I want to give
where my balls been? I'll never tell.
I'm being forcibly removed from the golf course. Can you guess why? That's right, I've done it again. We have to move cities.
I want to give...
I need you to take me to the emergency room because I put the balls in the hole, but someone played through.
I want to give... I want to give quick credit to this question asker because they must have thought for so long before landing on throughout the pandemic, I've really been trying to work on my physical fitness. Do you know how many times I was literally like, I'm fucking cut. I look fucking good and everybody loves it. Look at these fucking abs. Fucking sexy and swole and everybody loves it. Help me, sad brothers. Help me, doe siblings. What can I do?
They actually wrote here, and don't say put your balls in the hole.
Which, like, don't tell us how to do our job.
Yes, right. You
know? Maybe you could just, like, pretend to hump the windmill.
That's fun. Yeah, because it's definitely a mini golf course.
Wait, there are other ones?
Yeah, they make these boring-ass golf courses where you have to hit the ball wicked hard before you get to
major
the fun
golf
stuff.
Courses.
Major golf, yes. Macro golf.
This is actually very awkward, but can I run to the restroom real quick? You guys got this? Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, I mean, there's another question. Hey, Paul, could I have another beer? Thank you, audience, for confirming that I can. Hey, give it up for Paul. And Paul, could you check on Justin? He's been in the bathroom for a really long time, and I'm worried about him.
Can we say a big thanks to the Sheraton Grand Seattle? A beautiful hotel that I love. I've stayed here a few times, and I hold it so near and dear to my heart because it's the only hotel I ever stayed in that's fucking across the street from a Cheesecake Factory.
Also, very exciting. Let's give a big cheer for Rachel, our editor.
Yeah.
This is the first time that Rachel has been here to actually help run the show so we don't have to worry about it. And it's huge. Thank you, Rachel. And to Amanda and Danielle and to everybody who's helped us do this show this evening.
And my wife, Rachel.
And my wife, Teresa.
And our kids. And our dad. And Paul Saborin.
I don't think Justin's ever coming back.
I think that's entirely possible.
God.
Justin! I mean Richard!
No, Richard, no! Richard!
Oh, Hi, everybody.
It's a good thing Richard isn't sharing a room with anyone this week.
Yeah, Richard's flying solo.
Wow, some people smelled it even there, and they wave it away. They wave a smell away.
It's like a fucking Gallagher show in here.
You can taste it. Oh, my God, I can taste it.
Through the mask.
Right next to Richard.
Hey, guys, it's so cool to be here. They're already starting with the jokes, these cut-ups. But it's like...
Hey, Richard, was there a point halfway through spraying yourself 19 times that you thought, this is too much?
No, there was a point where I thought, this is not enough. I need 20 more sprays, but I'm running out of music. Yeah, so it's so cool to be here with you guys.
You made my beer taste like it, Richard.
I'd like to talk. When I heard you guys were doing a live show, I was like, yes. I gotta get there because I love comics.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I'm like total nerd about this stuff, man. I love it.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Don't make me choose.
You can say like five
just
or six.
Just anyone, yeah.
Red. Villain?
Yeah.
You guys have
so
him over here?
Your favorite superhero is Red Villain.
Red Falcon.
Falcon.
I misspoke, yeah. Red Falcon. I actually
don't know if that's the one.
Okay. It's, these guys know. They're geeks. They're nerds. They love it. So what I want to do, right, because it's not winter yet, and normally I'm only allowed to come once a season, which is like, I hope you don't like ratings, you know?
Yeah, man.
I wanted to talk about, like, some superhero fragrances. Because I don't know if you know this. It's, like, not a joke, but there's, like, there's a lot of them. It's, like, a weird number. If you Google later, not now, but these are, like, all real. And I love them. And they've been really good for me. Fucking compliment machines, man.
Whoa, hey, Richard.
Richard, language.
You spray them, people are like, yes. Here's the first one I got. I wanted to try on you guys.
No.
Try this, on us?
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, this one is.
I do like that it came out of a capsule. I do actually like
that. That's cool, right? It's like a gamma rays.
So this, you're fucking great, Richard.
This first one is for, this first one is Spider-Man.
Sorry?
This first one is Spider-Man. It says here, the Web King is back with his great original smell, notes of vetiver berry.
Can I see it?
The Webbed King?
The Web King is back.
Can I read where it says that?
The Web King is back with his original smell, the nose on this.
Can I read where it says that, Richard?
Do you guys know the nose on this one?
Is it Spider-Web?
Spider-Web? No, it's the nose, the no, you're thinking of notes. Right, the nose, like the person who made the smell.
Oh, it's Andrew Garfield.
No, correct.
Wait. Mixed message.
Gribbert? Gribbert!
Yeah, sorry,
the nose on Spider-Man. Everyone knows. They all know it. Don't give it to him.
Oh, yeah. Hugo.
It's Spider-Man. He did the scent himself.
I do want to take a close look at that.
Through the mask, he did it. It's notes. I'll do like one small spray. Because you guys know. All right, we're going to pass on that. But this one's Spider-Man. It's like notes of vetiver. And some wood and oak, and Spider-Man's the nose, and he loves it, and his wife Mary Jane loves it too. They all love it.
Does it smell like Spider-Man?
I have to smell it. Can I hold it in my hand?
Yeah, you can just smell it. Give me quick thoughts. Give me quick thoughts on that.
It's just that there's no branding on it.
They're sample bottles. Your TSA, if I can say this here, I don't know if we're a mixed company. Your TSA won't even let me bring my 7-ounce bottle of Spider-Man cologne. They take it out. They say, this is too big. I say, I'll check it. But I think that just means put back in my pocket. They get very like, you know how this does. Give it a quick smell. No, it's just a Spider-Man cologne.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's like got notes of vetiver and almonds.
Did you say notes of venom?
Next up is Superman. Clark Kent is back, it says here. Clark Kent is
back. Where was he?
Clark Kent is back from the dead with a new smell that'll wake up the sexual animal in you.
What?
Why does it say this?
Known sexual animal, Clark Kent.
Clark Kent is back with the new...
Known boner machine, Clark Kent.
Do you guys know the nose on this one?
Is it Clark Kent?
No, it's Paul Lagardier.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys don't know this? Paul Lagardier is the nose on this. He put in notes of... Let me... Like...
Yeah, spray it right up your nose. Ah, no! No, he did it!
Fresh.
Oh, God! It's like, bleeding!
It's like... How you doing over there, Richard?
It's, hey, like, Richard.
It's challenging.
Yeah.
It is challenging.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's like...
When you do it like that, Richard, it's like everyone's wearing Superman cologne.
Yeah, where it's like, it's kind of like...
How did he go? Well, just like you wanted to.
It's got almond in it. There, you can tell...
It sounds like melting brain. There's some blood.
I want to move on to Iron Man.
Wait, hey,
just a kind of related question. When Superman did get killed by Doomsday, I think, in that comic series, was there a following comic where people were like, where's fucking Clark? Has anyone seen Clark lately?
No, they covered it because Supergirl pretended to be Clark Kent.
Okay. Ask and answer. Thank you, Travis.
Can I tell you about Iron Man?
I'd love to hear about Iron
Man.
This
is a robot that everyone's wild about. he's the world's... It says on here, the world's richest robot is back.
Why is he always back?
It says the world's richest robot is back.
Yeah.
And everyone's favorite, the nose on this, is also Jean-Paul Le Couturier. And
I swear to Christ, you put some new syllables in
you
there.
You put a steak on there, Richard.
This one is like, I mean, like, I smell this and I think, money. I think robots. I think rich robots. I think Iron Man.
Do you
want to take a little whiff, Gribber?
Do you also think it smells like the last cologne that you just sprayed up your nose?
Just get like a little. Do you smell the spice though? It's like a spicy Iron Man sort of rich robot.
It does kind of smell like motor oil. Yeah.
They love this at my church, man. They go crazy for it.
Oh yeah. How is your walk?
Stronger than everybody.
I noticed your necklace there. Yeah. Is that a religious symbol?
I did it for the geeks. Like, they love this. It's never-ending story.
What does it say on the back?
Right? This free with purchase. Now my man Clint bought this for me on the show floor. Thanks, Clint.
Well, you said, like, I'd leave my crucifix at home. Clint, will you grab me a crucifix? And what your man Clint came back with was...
Was the orange from Little Shop of Monsters. What was it?
That was a
never-ending story. Did you smell that, Gribber? Did you spray it on you? Did he? I didn't see him, guys. Did he spray it on him? Did he love it?
I did.
What was his reaction? Do the face.
It was very nonplussed.
Why is everyone wearing a mask? What is happening? You,
Richard,
can't smell any fragrances. I'm sorry.
Richard, sorry. Come on.
What? Still? What? Oh, God. That's so sad. Anyway, there's lots of other great ones. I got Black Manta.
Manta?
They made a Black Manta?
Green Lantern. But anyway, that's all the fragrances I got. I feel like the three of us can just bring it home. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, we
sure.
did a lot of the
Justin's
wrap
dead weight, man. We don't even need him around.
Yeah, man. You did drop one on the floor, and if it broke open, we would really never be invited back to Washington State.
Wait, I have
No. I know that this one, it wouldn't, because you know what superhero this is?
What?
Unbreakable.
Richard, I know you're the guest here, but do you want to take a swing at thanking the audience and getting us?
Yeah, man, thanks you. Thanks, ABBA, for the great music.
No, well, Richard.
Thanks to... I haven't listened for a bit, is it?
Yeah, no, I get that. No, it's actually Montaigne now.
Oh, thanks, Montaigne, for
sure. This is our first live show with that as our righteous theme song. Let me think. Okay, me and Travis thanked most people while Justin was...
Did we thank our dad?
...killed, yes.
Thank you, Clint McElroy.
Thank you, Clint McElroy.
Sorry, I heard you goofing on John Cena. You want to say anything about him, like sorry or anything like that?
No, not until he says it first.
Fair. That's cool. Yeah. Can you, Justin asked me through a mirror we use to talk to each other.
Awesome. Fuck yeah.
We have a mirror we use to talk to each other?
Yeah, definitely.
Everybody knows this. They all know this.
I've actually heard, Richard, last time we met, you had a really small knapsack that I could hear Justin screaming from. Was that that?
Yeah. It's a huge mirror. I keep it a small knapsack, and it's got Justin. We talk to each other, and it's just... That's all. And then he just told me to ask you. He said that you had, a whip ass final Yahoo for us.
Oh, yeah.
From the final Yahoo answers, which is weird to me because, like, it doesn't work anymore when I try to go to the site.
Yeah.
It's still in my
RS. Do you have your login? Have you, updated your password for Yahoo?
No, I do.
That might be it.
I do through a VPN.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just actually left the tab open for a while now.
Yeah. I connect through a VPN at Paul Reiser's house because I don't want my activity to be monitored. So I hack into Paul Reiser's internet and then I go on my sites. There.
Wait, so you do it at Paul Reiser's house?
I can't do Paul Reiser's house. And let me tell you, he is mad about that. Griffin, I'm done with my Paul Reiser story. You can finish show. Oh, thanks to Jesus Christ, obviously. What? Without his love... none of us would be here. Huge big ups to JC. My walk with him has never been stronger. Please keep me in your heart and prayer. Griffin, bring us home.
This final Yahoo was sent in by R. L. Stein. Thank you, Dr. Goosebumps.
That's just what they call him on the court.
Thank you, Dr. Goosebumps. It's from Yahoo Answer. There's nothing I can say that would be as funny as anything Richard Stink has done since he crossed the threshold of this.
Just being myself. Just read the one that you have on the screen.
Sure. This one was, it's a Yahoo Answers user. Dawn. Sheena. Don Sheena.
We heard of that part. Yeah, you
asks,
can move on.
Do you think there was a point where a manager or someone said, should it be Gina? Because of the jeans.
Hurry, the people gotta go
home. Yeah, sure. Don Sheena asks.
My dad's the light guy. He says he wants to go home.
Yeah. Whoa.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you for the ride over here, Dad. Love you. I'll see you
soon. Don Sheena, God, we've gone so long. Don Sheena asks.
Yes.
Don Sheena asks. Does. Fuck. Don Sheena asks.
Just read it.
Don Sheena. Don. Sheena asks. Does muscle milk make an invisibility potion flavor?
My name's Richard Stink. I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.